Make me over, Lord. See, some of us come from some bad situation that is thrust upon us from our youth, while others have chosen to bring bad situation into their lives. But it doesn't matter how we got to the place where we experienced bad things. The point is, we have to recognize the person we've become and allow the Lord to change us. See, the Lord wants to make us over, to create a new person, to shape us into a loving and caring person. The Lord wants to make a new creation, to make us over and give us a new beginning. And no, we cannot just pick up from where we are and start with the Lord. There has to be a new you. One that's made over by the hand of God. And until we accept this truth, you and I can't grow in the Lord. This is the reason many of us are struggling as Christians. We've not allowed the Lord to make us over. We accepted Christ Jesus and we remain as we were. Except for the fact that we pray and attend church more, all other things remain the same. See, nothing has really changed about us. We must become born again. We must be made over. We must become a new creation to grow in faith in Christ Jesus. See, growing in the Lord starts with us recognizing that even though we love the Lord, there's still much work to be done. There are things in us that the Lord needs to make new. And for many Christians, this is not taught. We're taught that all we need to do is accept Christ Jesus. But we're not told about the work the Spirit has to do in us. See, in the end, Job understood the work of the Spirit of God. He understood that God knew all about him. Job understood that God fastened his feet and kept close watch over his path, working to change him. King David spoke of knowing the work the Lord has done in his life and of the guilt that was on his hand. And if nothing changes, it was going to be impossible for him to live in peace if he does evil and rob others. See, David knew the consequences of walking with God and continuing to sin. King David knew the Lord, and he understood that a change in him was needed, that he needed saving from his transgressions. Those things that make us walk contrary to God needed to be dealt with, even though we know God's way. King David knew that God was going to deal with his transgression, and he was going to feel God's hand upon his life. And many of us have this experience with the Lord. God wants to save us from our transgressions. But are we willing to grow and allow the Lord to make things new in our lives? We come to Jesus to get relief. But the question is, are we willing to do what is needed so we receive the gift? Like the man who had leprosy, who came to Jesus to be healed. He came with his sickness. He came full of doubt. He asked Jesus if he would heal him, and not believing that Jesus was willing. He knew Jesus could make him clean, but he doubted if he would. We must grow so there's no doubt in us. But we know that Jesus is willing. He is able. And we need to change the way we approach Jesus Christ in prayer. For us to grow in the Lord, it's not all about overcoming sins that we keep committing over and over again. It's also about the things in us that need to be made over by the work of the Spirit. See, God wants to make us over so the things we seek does not lead us to experience His wrath and anger, to keep us out of trouble and away from evil. To make us over so we're a person of honor and peace who looks to do good. See, some of us need to be made over because even though we accepted Christ Jesus, we still have issues with the way God made us, the way He formed us. We want to be different. Maybe we want to be a different race, or maybe we want to be a different sex. See, we need to be made over so we accept the way of God, the way He made us for His purpose and not ours. We need a new mind so our thinking is that of God and that it's made perfect in the way we think about God. Go with me to Romans chapter 9, verses 19 to 21. See, God made you the color that He desired. He made you the sex that He wanted because He knew that would be perfect for you. He is God. Romans chapter 9, verses 19 to 21 says, "And one of you will say to me, 'Then why does God still blame us? For who resists His will? But who are you, old man, to talk back to God? So what does form say to him who formed it? Why did you make me like this? Does not the potter have the right to make out of the same lump of clay some for noble purposes and some for common use? See, it doesn't matter what a situation we're getting ourselves into. The word of God encourages us to work to be free, which comes when the Lord's hand starts to shape us and form us into something new. The makeover the Lord takes us through is not to do as we want, but to become servants of Christ Jesus. Being made over is not just about us coming down to the altar and accepting Christ Jesus. It's also about us going through suffering as the Lord makes us over, as the Lord comforts and shapes us through our troubles. God making us over will lead us into Christ's comfort that overflows to all who is in Him. We have to see ourselves as needing to be made over, needing to be cleansed from our past. God's word teaches us that if we allow the Lord to cleanse us, we become an instrument of noble purpose, made holy, useful to the master, prepared for good works, completely made over. See, we have to see a need for us to be changed, to be made over. Because if we don't allow the Lord to make us over, we won't grow. We won't live in a peace with each other. We won't grow in God's holiness. We will miss God's grace. See, if we're not made over, bitter roots will continue to grow in us, which will continue to cause trouble in our lives and defile. We all have been here. So either the Lord takes us through an experience that confirms we need to be made over, to be changed, or we have this deep feeling on the inside of us that things need to change, that we need a new way of living before God. What needs to be made over is us. God needs to reshape us. It's important that we just don't preach God's ways and righteousness, but we explain it so it can be applied. So let's talk about things God's word teaches us He wants to change. He wants to make over. He wants to reshape in our lives so they don't exist anymore. First, we have to allow God to talk to us about all the detestable things we have in our lives that is displeasing to Him. We have to get rid of these things. Being made over by the hand of God will require a lifestyle change. Being made over by the Lord will require that we repent and turn away from our offenses so sin does not continue to be our downfall. We have to be willing to change things so when God makes us over, we're truly changed. We have to be willing to rid ourselves of things that are offensive to God so He'll give us a new heart and a new spirit. See, being made over requires that we take on a new way of thinking that is formed by the mind of God. Which teaches us, even though we don't live in a perfect world, we must hate divorce as God does. We must hate when someone covers themselves with violence. We must start to guard over our new spirit and do not break faith with God. So when God is making over and He's shaping us into a new person, what is it He's trying to change about us? What is it He no longer wants to see in us? See, Christ reveals these things to us. He said He wants no bitterness, no anger, no brawling, no slander, no form of malice in us. All these things have to be removed. We have to know that God is making us whole. Go with me to Ephesians chapter 4, verses 31 to 32. Being made over is not a quick process. Sometimes things are removed quickly. Other things requires much work. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 31 to 32 says, get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. See, the more the better we know ourselves before the Lord starts reshaping us, the better we'll recognize the work He's doing in us. See, if we know we're full of anger and rage and malice and slander and filthy language, we like to tell lies, then when the Lord starts working to remove these things from our lives, we know it's Him. We'll be able to be testify of His good and perfect work that's in us. Our makeover has to be real. It cannot be fake. We can't hide sexual morality in us. We can't sell ourselves for the ways of this world. We can't be like Esau, who wanted to inherit God's goodness, but because the Lord could not change his mind, all he could do is seek the Lord's blessing with tears in his eyes. Because he would not allow God to make him over. We have to be made over. We have to be changed. We have to be reshaped by the hand of the Lord. So we rid of all moral fickleness and sinfulness that prevails in us. And we'll humbly accept God's word and ways so we grow in the Lord. So if we really want to be made over by the Lord, we can't just listen to God's word. We must do what it says so we're completely made over into a new creation. We cannot be deceived about God making us over. No hypocrisy or envy can remain in us. We have to be made over into newborn babies. We have to crave spiritual miracles so we grow in God's salvation. We have to want to be made over to allow the Lord to continue to reshape us so we don't remain the same. We have to be made over so the love of God can live in us. The things that God's word says have to change about us, have to change so we'll grow and made complete. So we can have confidence on the day of judgment because even while living in this world, we became like him in every way. Being made over starts with Jesus, who came from God the Father and is working every day to change our lives and the way we think about him and the Father. Christ taught that the need for us to be made over, to become born again, but it's the only way you and I can see the kingdom of God. Being made over, being made new, becoming a new creation is the process of being born again. Not of this world, but born again, born of the Spirit. No, it's not a religious practice. It's not a theology doctrine. It's the power of God in Christ Jesus that makes us over by the Spirit of God into a child of God. Being made over, being made new, being born again makes us born not of perishable seed, but imperishable seed through God's living word. Before we knew Christ, we were all like grass, like flowers that withered and failed. But now we stand made over, born again by God's word, Son, and Spirit. Go with me to 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 23 to 25. It's a process here. Every day you and I are being shaped more and more into the image of Christ Jesus. Day by day, the Spirit should be changing us and reshaping us. We're shaping our thinking about God in this world. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 23 to 25 says, "For you have been born again, not as for perishable seed, but imperishable through the living and enduring word of God. For all men are like grass, and all their glory is like flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fail, but the word of the Lord stands forever. And this is the word that has been preached to you. So now we stand made over. Born again as a child of God, we stand knowing that when he appears, we'll be like him, and we shall see him as he is. Now we stand in Christ Jesus with the same hope, and through Christ and by the Spirit of God, we're made over. We are new, we're born again and made pure. Now we stand reshaped by the hand of God, born again, made perfect by God's love. So we love one another. And here we stand together with God's living on the inside of us through Christ Jesus, his love being made complete in us through his Spirit. And here we stand living in him and he in us, held together by his Spirit and love. See, do we recognize changes that are needed in us? Do we understand we need to be made new, reshaped, and be born again? And are we willing to allow the work to take place in us? Or are we just going to declare it and fake it and act like it's been done? Can we recognize what the Lord wants to change in us, on the inside of us? Can we testify of how God's word and Spirit through Christ Jesus has reshaped our beliefs, our understanding, our attitudes, and our thinking to be like that of Christ? So we should be able to talk about every change that has taken place in us. It should be self-evident to others by the way we walk, talk, and live our lives. Being made over is a process. Christ's blood purchased us for the Father. Men and women from every culture, language, and nation can be covered by the blood of Christ Jesus. So every soul has an opportunity to be made into a person ready and willing to serve God. We must be made over, made new, born again, so we come out of this great tribulation that is coming upon the whole world. We're washed in the blood of Jesus. We're made over, made new, and now we stand in him. Glory to God. He has made a way out of no way for each one of us to be saved. We have to be made new. Praise the Lord. Through Christ Jesus' blood, a new way has been made. He's going to make all things new. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we was completely lost without God in this world. But then you came, you saved us, you created in us a new heart, a new spirit, so we could praise God. Being reshaped is absolutely needed, Lord. We need to be made over, to be made new. Help us, Lord. Get rid of all the filthiness in us. Lord, get rid of all the rage that's in us. Lord, help us get rid of all the hate and the jealousy that's in us. Lord, help us with the slander that we do, the immoral sex that we go after, God, the greed and all the lying and the deception and the selfishness that we have in us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to get rid of this. Make us over, God. Whatever you got to take us through, Lord, shape us. Reshape us. Take us, God, and shape us like a clay. Form us like a potter on a wheel, Lord. Form us so there's no bitterness, God. There's no brawling in us, Lord. We need you, Lord, to shape us over, to make us new. Help us, Lord Jesus. Make us over. We can't remain in the same selfish person that we were. This world has created. We need to be like you, Christ Jesus. Full of God's love and full of God's compassion and full of God's kindness, Lord. Reshape us, Lord Jesus. Help us, each one of us, Lord. Help us so we can stand anew in you, born by the Spirit, born of God. Help us, God. We need to be made over. We need to be reshaped into the image of Christ Jesus. Fully acceptable to God the Father. Lord, we pray that you be with us. God, our spirits and our hearts and our thinking, that we'll be more and more like your Son each and every day, Father God. Help us to receive the truth. That your word and your Spirit and your Son will start shaping us into that which is pleasing to you. God, and keep us this day. In Jesus' name, amen.